Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Well, welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker's our guest, our good friend. He's the one of the top futurists on the planet, and he's been doing this now for a long time. He's one of the most highly regarded futurists in the world, the author of a number of books, including Five Reaches of the Future, and his work on explaining paradigms changed my life, and I don't mind saying that at all. JoelBarker.com is his website. Joel, thanks again for being here, and for all the years where Joel's, by the way, folks, is coming up on a nine-year member of our Brain Trust. Joel, one of the things that you've been tracking is you call it the Verge.
Innovation at the Verge,
which is the title of one of your films.
Yep.
You've got a couple of things here that are at the Verge. Talk to us about this.
Exactly. And a Verge is where something and something different, and I mean very different, meet. I have two examples today, and they both just crack me up because it's like, I never would have thought of that. But Medtronic, which is, my home state is Minnesota, and that's where Medtronic will be until they move to Ireland fairly soon. Anyway, they've been working on a heart monitoring device, making it really, really small. So small that they can insert it into your body in a very minimalist way, so they don't have to do surgery or anything like that, and then it keeps track of your heart. And it literally keeps track of every beat of your heart, and then downloads that information on a regular basis to a thing that you have at your bedside. Well, here's the innovation at the Verge. After they got it designed, they said, we know we can do a one-off, you know, if we do it in our laboratory. But man, can we manufacture these things in high volume, because they're going to be really, really popular and really important. When they started looking at their own skills, they did not have the skills to do this. This was miniaturization at the highest level, right? And then they got this idea.
So it worked. It worked in miniature in the testing, but replicating it and mass producing it was another story.
They didn't have the paradigm. If we want to use my word, they didn't have the paradigm for doing that. So here's the Verge. They went to Swiss watch manufacturers and showed them what they had, and they said, "Can you help us?" And the Swiss watch manufacturers basically laughed and said, "Of course we can. We've been doing this for 100 years. So this medical device that people are going to have inside them will be manufactured using Swiss watch technology. But that's the example. I'm going to take Swiss watch technology, I'm going to bring it to the Verge, and the end result is a cheap-to-mass-produce, high-quality, teeny product that will allow people to have their heart monitored. So we say that for your listeners, because looking beyond your own industry, looking beyond your own enterprise for solutions, it really works.
Well, this is what I mean, folks, when I talk about getting your head outside of your own four walls.
Yep. Look outside the boundaries of your industry, which is what they did. They went way beyond the medical industry. End up talking to a watch group, okay? Now, here's the second example of that. UCLA has been trying to develop micro supercapacitors. The supercapacitor is like a battery, except that you can charge it up much more quickly and it can discharge much more quickly. Problem is, the technology for manufacturing was very expensive. UCLA has taken a Verge, done a Verge thing, and end result, listen to the combination. It's using what's called LightScribe, which is a laser printer for printing on DVDs inside your own computer, and a very simple material which has graphite in it. You coat the disc with graphite, you hit it with the laser, the graphite turns into graphene. Remember how we keep talking about graphene?
Yes.
Which turns it into a battery, a supercapacitor on the DVD disc, and their line, which I just love it, is, you can do this at home. All the stuff is commercial. It costs next to nothing. All it is the software to drive the printing of these teeny, teeny little, very useful.
And what would be the end use of this thing?
Oh, man, putting a battery, putting a supercapacitor right next to the chip itself for backup for energy, for fast flows, or doing a stack of them, you know, printing on the back of a solar cell 1,000 of them or 2,000 of them using this technology. It creates.
You said we could do it at home. How would we use it?
It was kind of a joke when he said that. The real point was the technology is available to anybody who wants to do it.
Well, see, I'm following you literally. I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah, right. Well, and you know what? I'm willing to bet somebody will do it at home and come up with an idea. I mean, that's what's so neat about it. The opportunity is for everyone.
Is this a breakthrough in micro-battery technology that we've been looking for?
It's one of the breakthroughs, absolutely. Now, this is at the micro scale. There is also now, so that covers kind of the Verge example.
The reason I say this, Joel, is because what we want is if we're ever going to get off of carbon powered products, you know,
petrochemical, I should say.
If we're ever going to do that, we got to get better with batteries.
Yep, and that leads me to the other example. We were talking about two examples of graphene today.
Yeah.
Rice University, by the way, UCLA. Oh, I should say one other thing.
Hey, Joel, hold on to that thought. I'm going to come back after these messages. Let's finish this, folks. This is all the things that Joel's talking to us about, folks, and he does every time he joins us, is giving us an update on where things are as they're being developed. And over the years, these things have come to pass in front of our eyes that he's told us about 4 or 5 years earlier. And this is another example. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.